Hi, my name's Nathan, I'm an addict.
Yeah.
And I'm an extremely nervous addict, I'll be honest. Thank you, Dean, for asking me to do this share and inviting me down to London to do this. And thank you to my sponsor for driving me down today and giving me the encouragement and helping me through to get to this point where I come to London and do a share. Wow. I never thought I'd see the day. I never thought it would be possible, you know. I haven't thought about what I'm going to share about, to be honest. And I guess, do you know what? I've had it going on the last few weeks. And I'll kind of tell you, I'll explain about that and what's been happening, and then kind of maybe hopefully you can get some identification. And there's a message in it, you know, and I know there is. Joys of recovery. I've got a girlfriend pregnant. Yeah, and that's great news, you know, amazing. I'm going to be a dad for the first time, and wow, big responsibility. But also at the same time, you know, pregnancy means hormones, and I'm kind of trying to deal with that, and that's hard for me. I'm an addict, yeah, and I'm very selfish, and can be a little bit inconsistent, irresponsible, all that stuff. And it's a work in progress. I'm much better than I was. And I'm a far cry from how I was when I first come into the rooms, but I'm still a work in progress, and I'm aware of that. And so that's difficult. Also, I'm another joys of recovery. I'm in the process of getting a mortgage, buying a property. You know, it weren't that many years ago when no one had even lent me £10, and now, you know, I'm asking banks to lend me money, and they're saying yes. And then all that stuff, moving home, all that also is raising anxiety and a lot of worry. And then a friend of mine, a friend that I used with for many years, and I got clean. And then a year later, he got clean. And we reconnected again at conventions, and we became close again. And to the point where 2 weeks ago, he asked me to be the best man at his wedding. And then 4 days later, I got the phone call from his partner to say he died of an overdose. Yeah, so that done me. So that's all the stuff that's been going on for me, you know, and it's left me in a dark place, really, I'll be honest. And thankfully, I've had a home group I go to every week, and I let that stuff out, and I get the support I need. I've also got a sponsor, and I'm lucky enough that I work with him too, so I see him a lot, and I can get the support I need there too. But yeah, difficult times, so I went to the funeral this Tuesday. And very sad. A lot of stuff got, you know, a lot of reflecting and a lot of what ifs has been going on for me, you know, and ultimately, you know, the acceptance of powerless over people, places, and things, you know, not just my addiction when I'm using, and accepting that. But, you know, and the feelings that have come along with that have been dark, but thankfully, because I do this stuff, you know, and I make no bones about it, this is life and death stuff. But when I first come into NA, I could not stop obsessing about using. I could not stop using, and I could not and when I stopped using, I could not stop obsessing about using. And I kind of come in because I had nowhere else to go. And that's the truth of it. I'd come in and out, and always trying to. Abstinence was an alien concept for me. I just couldn't get my head around it for a long time, and I kept trying to use just this, just that, and always falling on my ass and ending up in misery and pain and resenting the world and ultimately resenting myself, and fearful, yeah. And it got to that point where eventually I had nowhere else to turn, and then I'd moved to Portsmouth. To get clean, a third treatment centre, and treatment centres are great, but for me, treatment centres didn't give me what I needed. It gave me a part in the fact that it introduced me to 12 steps and introduced me to Narcotics Anonymous through H&I, and it was great while I was in there. As soon as I come out, life happened and my head happened, and I took my will back, and I hadn't ultimately surrendered to NA and the concept of abstinence, and I took that just one and had to suffer more. And that was painful, because all I knew in this new town I just moved to was NA people, Yeah, and everywhere I walked was the people in NA and saying, we love you, bruv. Come back to the rooms. And there's me with my sunglasses and my chewing gum thinking I'm all right. And as soon as I see them, I felt devastated. And the shame and the guilt, and it was just horrible. But eventually it got to that point where... And I've reached many rock bottoms in my life. You know, hospitals was... I was a season ticket in hospital. That was a regular... and yet I'd still use in hospital. And you know, the police cells and all that stuff, homelessness, relationship breakdowns, families, kind of just the shame, the guilt, all the stuff that brings us here. You know, I've been through it many times, and each time I'd get a little bit of clean time, but that obsession to use just wouldn't go away, and I'd end up ultimately using, and then I'd mess things up all over again and feel that pain. So I come to NA, I'd nowhere to go. I'd been made homeless. A friend of mine that I'd been in treatment with, we were using together, and he was about to kick me out, so I come to NA. I come to the meeting that I'd got my first bit of service while I was in treatment, and kind of half drunk, resentful, thinking NA was, you know, I just had this resentment towards the people in NA. Thinking you don't know how hard I've got it, you don't understand the way I work, you know, the usual stuff, separating myself from you guys. And then, you know, I heard what I needed to hear in that night, and I realised, and I saw the people. See, I'd read literature in treatment, and I don't know, that didn't at that time do it for me in that place. But then when I saw these people that I'd been treatment centres with, and people I'd used with, and they were still clean, and every time I asked them, they just explained it was because they went to NA. That was the evidence that I needed, and that was the hope, because I saw them getting their lives back together, and I see them start smiling and doing the stuff that I'd always wanted to do, and becoming, you know, just people, just at peace with themselves and kind of contented and happy. And I always wanted that. I thought I was going to find that in materialistic stuff and jobs and partners, but these people had it just through, and I couldn't explain it. I didn't know it. I now realise it's because they was working, you know, and I was working this programme. But it was appealing. It was appealing enough, and the consequences had become so great. I suppose that final surrender, you know, I had no choice. I just done it. I just threw myself into NA, and I done what those guys that I'd seen do before me. I just done what they'd done. I got a sponsor. I got service. I remember it was my second day clean, and it was a Saturday night. And I turned up at the meeting. It took me out. It was a new venue. And it took me ages to find it, because you had to go through this little doorway to get to this churchway, and I couldn't find it, and I was really irate, and, you know, I was kind of hanging out a little bit. And I took it out on the people at the meeting. I said, what's going on? Where's the greeter? And they said, well, we haven't got one. We just started. Would you like to be the greeter? And lo and behold, that was me. I was a greeter for a year. And that was great, yeah, and I loved it. And yeah, I fond memories of that meeting, and that really got me to kind of get real and get honest and do that stuff. And I've got the suggestions, and I've got the stuff I needed in there. I've done my first share there, top table, and all that stuff, you know. It was really good, and I started to feel a part of, yeah. I always felt distant from everyone, but I became a part of the people in Portsmouth. And I started doing step work, which my sponsor had suggested, you know, and started finding stuff about myself. And in fact, today I've just been reading out some Step 9 stuff with my sponsor. And yeah. And it's funny, because all that stuff that I've been going through the last few weeks, it was almost like it was meant to be. It just tied in with the stuff that I've just been writing about and read out today. And it just seems to be funny how it all works out that way, but that's my experience. My message really at the moment from what I've took for myself is, what I've done this time, I had a lot of feelings and stuff around my friend's death, around, you know, the responsibilities that I'm getting in my life. Yeah, loads of stuff. It's a lot for me. I'm an addict that has got, can have low self-worth at times, and not much faith in myself. But because I've been doing this stuff and I've been experiencing it for a little while now, I kind of had faith that everything would be all right in the end. I never had that before. I said about the obsession to use, that got lifted. After I started doing that step work and the sponsorship and getting that service, within 3 months, I noticed, and I can't remember pinpoint the day, but I just remember one particular day realising I hadn't even thought about using for a whole 24 hours. And and that was massive for me. And lo and behold, I soon realised that was becoming regular. And now it's, sometimes I still think about using, I can't lie. I do, but I don't act on that thought today. And then moments get rarer and rarer. Yeah, but they still happen. And that's why I keep coming to NA. I love seeing newcomers come in, and I love seeing them, you know, get it. I like to see them, and it sounds terrible sometimes. And if I say this in the wrong way, please take it in the way I mean it. When I see them come in and they're ruined, that's a reminder for why I don't use today, you know, and what it could be like for me. Anyway, yeah, the point I was saying is I've lost the obsession to use, and I've found new tools to cope with those feelings and me and life. And I know no matter what, as long as I don't pick up, things will always work out for the best. And you know what? The last 2 days, despite everything that's happened, I can start to see that it's clearing and I feel lighter. And I'm still, you know, and I've got a full-time job now and I can notice it at work. And I just feel more at peace again, you know, and I'm acceptance around that stuff that's just been happening. And I have the faith that no matter what's going to happen in front of me in the future, I can deal with it. With the help of you guys. If you're new about, all I can say is just give this stuff a go, right? Give it a go. Even if you can't get clean at first, and if you're worried about it and you can't stop obsessing about using, if you keep getting involved in this stuff, my experience is eventually you'll get it and you'll realise it. And, you know, no matter what, we don't have to use. And that's what I learned from Narcotics Anonymous. Thanks for listening. I'll leave you there.